a song, Thrive, it was in the running from the very beginning. It was written just after we finished Hurricane, and you know, in all the song discussions, everyone's kind of listing their favorite songs and why they should be on the record. And that one, I just kept saying, well, I don't know if it's going to make the record or not, but it is the best song on the record. I still think it's it might be the best song on the record. I love this song, Thrive. I want to thrive, not just survive. That line really resonates with me and where I'm at right now. I think it has some of the most interesting musical textures on the record, a lot of programming, and Jerome really killed it on this one. Just some great sonic textures that he brought.
Thrive was one of those songs. I remember Tim and John recorded vocal, bass, and guitar on it, and I came into the studio one day and I said, hey, let me take this song home and put some stuff on it for a couple days, and you know, and so I, for like the next 2-3 days, I was just holed up at home and putting these song pieces together, and then I came back and presented it to the guys, and like, here are 30 tracks, you know, of music that I, ideas that I pieced together, you know, what do you guys think? And they, awesome, they loved it, and they made it into a song, and Thrive is what came out of it.
Welcome to Switchfoot Song Stories, a fan-run and operated podcast, not affiliated with Switchfoot.
Danielle Marks, welcome to Switchfoot Song Stories. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
It's great to chat with you. I saw that you recently went to a Switchfoot show with your dad. How special was that, and how was the show?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. I'm still on like a high from the show. So this is perfect timing. It was really cool to get to be there with him. So I started listening to Switchfoot when they came out with Learning to Breathe. I found the CD in my brother's room and commandeered it, as little sisters do, and just was immediately hooked. And then when The Beautiful Letdown came out, I had my dad listen to it when we were on a road trip together, and then he was immediately hooked. So we've been listening together to them for years. So it's been really cool to get to share that experience with him, for sure.
Yeah. Very special tour. I got to see him in Tennessee. So yeah, it's just really cool just how many people are getting to go to these shows and you know, see our beloved Switchfoot, but also kind of reminisce on years ago and those songs. So it's been really amazing. For our listeners, for those who may not know your work, tell us about yourself, and would love to know more about your YouTube channel and all that you're up to these days.
Yeah, for sure. So I have an Instagram called Danielle Ability, and then a YouTube channel as well. And I was born with a birth defect called spina bifida. And so basically, I wanted to start a YouTube channel. I had people always asking me different things about how I drive and how I live independently and, you know, all those different things. And also just wanted to encourage other people with disabilities, you know, that you can thrive. Very appropriate to our conversation today. And, you know, not just give in to the hardship of life, or, you know, look at life as something that doesn't have purpose and meaning and all of those things. So I attempt to do that through the different platforms that I'm on.
Well, it is very inspiring. I was able to check out quite a bit over the last month or so. And I love one of the things you put in your description from the YouTube channel is, I think we all have challenges we face, and it's up to us to face them with strength and joy. So my goal is to show how I overcome challenges and try to encourage people to thrive, whether they have a disability or not. Thought that's beautiful.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I think, you know, we all have, like I said, challenges or disabilities, whether they're visible or not visible, whether it's, you know, a problem with mental health or even just struggles on a day-to-day basis, family issues, different things. You know, we all have complications and things we have to work through and figure out. And so when people say things like, oh my goodness, I don't know how you live with a disability or things like that, to me, it's no different than any other challenge that anybody else has to face in life and overcome and figure out and those kinds of things.
Yeah. And then what really caught my eye on your Instagram profile, in your bio, you have the words, I want to thrive, not just survive. So I was like, oh, okay, Switchfoot fan.
Yes.
But I saw that and thought, you know, you'd be the perfect guest to chat about the song Thrive, because we haven't done that one yet. And I guess one question before we dive into the song is, how have you been able to thrive in this life and help so many others in the process?
That's a great question. I think a couple of things. I think my faith has been a huge part of that. And, you know, feeling like I'm made for a purpose and those kinds of things. And then my family too has been a huge catalyst for helping me to figure out life and has encouraged me and supported me through everything that I've ever done. And so I think having that support system has been a huge impact. And then because we're talking about Switchfoot, I mean, their music has always encouraged me to not just go for the status quo and to rise above the different things that life throws our way, and just to do the very best that we can in whatever we're faced with.
For sure. Do you know how many times have you seen the guys? Has it been quite a bit or a handful of
times? It has, yeah. So I was trying to figure that out when I went to this most recent concert. If my calculations are right, which I might be forgetting a couple, but I think it's 17.
Nice. I'm actually the same way. The last couple of times I've seen him, I was like trying to go to my phone, put in my notes, like all the shows.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm probably to the point of not completely knowing. It's, you know, probably approaching 30 somewhere where I know, you know, some of the fans listening right now are like, oh, that's nothing. I've been to 60, 70, 80.
Totally.
Shows, which is awesome. But
it's really cool. I was telling a friend of mine about it the other day. She was asking me how many times I'd seen them. And I was like, you know, the thing that's cool about it, I don't necessarily think of it as just, oh, I went to another concert. It's like, I also get to see people that I've seen at other shows. It's almost like you get to catch up with friends and stuff that you only get to see at the shows maybe, but you know each other or have at least seen each other before. So it's really cool.
I also have this kind of weird thing. And again, maybe some listeners would say that's not weird and they have it too, but like after so many months or if it's approaching a year and I haven't seen them, it's like this itch of like, it's time to go to a Switchfoot show. I need that refresher.
Yes, totally. I hadn't seen them for a couple years before this last weekend. And I was like, I have got to go. So.
Well, the song Thrive off the Vice Versus album, I went back and listened to the commentary of Tim and Jerome.
Yeah.
And it will play at the beginning of this podcast, actually. But Tim said he actually felt it was the best song on the entire record, or at least it's his favorite. So pretty cool. This is one of the tunes that John had written and was performing quite a bit on YouTube. And I'm not sure what else, maybe at that time, MySpace or something.
Yeah.
You know, mainly YouTube, I think, where people would post it. And so that had like this build up, like the fans heard this one and a few others from that album. And they're just like, I can't wait till Thrive comes out. Can't wait to see what they do with that song. And so like, whether it was an after show just on guitar or, you know, at a show, like here's a new song called Thrive. So it had this anticipation, you know, coming. And I've talked to some fans that preferred if they would have kept it as this like quieter acoustic, that's just their preference.
Yeah.
But I completely understand why they put the production on that they did, because it fit the album. So if you listen to Vice Versus as a whole, you know, what Romy did and what the guys did with like, you know, the production side of that song, really thought it turned out beautiful. But other than that main lyric, what draws you to the song?
Yeah, I think it just, like their music in general, it acknowledges that, you know, struggle between the hard things in life, but then the hope that we have as well. And so I think, you know, a lot of the lyrics in the song are honestly kind of sad. Like he's talking about not quite feeling like himself and those kinds of things. But I think by that lyric of I want to thrive, not just survive, it's showing that even though sometimes there are hard times in life or, you know, things we have to overcome, that it's possible to, you know, work through those things. And you don't just have to give in to the darkness. You can overcome it.
Mm-hmm. Lyrically, there's so many highlights on this one. I mean, even I've got most of their songs memorized, but like when I pull it back up, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this one. I mean, this is just one of those tunes that like I get the feeling that I'm in between a machine and a man who only looks like me. I try to hide it, not let it show deep down inside of me. I just don't know. Am I a man when I feel like a hoax? The stranger in the mirror is wearing my clothes. And, you know, the, I guess, pre-chorus, or I guess part of the chorus, feels like I travel, but I never arrive. Just super deep. And then, of course, in the bridge section, I get so down, but I won't give up. I love how it comes full circle. Like I'm got this struggle. And I don't even know if who I'm looking at is me sometimes.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm just traveling. I'm never arriving, but I will not give up. I want to thrive. That's excellent.
For sure. Yeah. And for me, I relate to that a lot. Like I think I'm probably going to get emotional when I talk about this, but, you know, if I talk to someone and they say, you know, I'm going to pray for you to not have a disability or, you know, something like that. For me, if I didn't have a disability, that would mean I wouldn't be the only me that I've ever known. And so I think there are times when, like the lyric about, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm in between a machine and a man. I think that can be a lot of times the the view that people have of a disability, that you're more a machine or, you know, not completely human. And I just don't think that that's the case.
Yeah.
So that's why that's why their music means so much to me.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that. It's been an honor for me just to have all these conversations, whether it's on the pod or at shows, just seeing how many different songs like just pull that out, you know, and evoke so much emotion and memories or hope or whatever it is. It's just awesome. This song too is just like this reminder of, you know, whatever life that we have, you know, you could do like this thing of like all their songs kind of woven together. Like I want more than just okay. And because life is short, I want to live it well. And you know, like I should do a whole podcast on just lyrics where it's
totally, that would be really cool actually.
You switch with lyrics, but
one
of his quotes from when the song came out is he said, what does it mean to be alive? Is it breath, growth, a steady succession of thoughts, feelings, or actions? Scientists have no definite answer to the question. They say life is a process, not just a specific collection of materials. Bacteria, plants, and humans all demonstrate radically different ways of being alive. So the question comes back to you: how do you define life? In many ways, the answer will come to define you. For me, there is a dramatic difference between thriving and just surviving, life abundant and mere existence. And so that quote right there reminds me of one of my favorite verses, John 10:10, like the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I've come to give you life and you know, abundant life.
Yes.
And that's a challenge. And another quote from Daily John Foreman account that I've shared before is, it's far better, John said, it's far better to fail at building a magnificent world than to succeed at monochromatic survival. Another deep quote in there, but
yeah,
it's tough because like, I don't know everybody's situation. Like a lot of people are hurting and I feel like a lot of people are probably going through way more difficult things than I'm going through, but I also see a lot of people, and I've probably been in this category myself at times, where it's like, there's so much to be grateful for.
Totally.
And so much to that we could be doing, but we're just kind of getting by, like, just the next day and waiting for the weekend or waiting for the next job or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want more. I want more than okay, as as I said. And, you know, because today will soon be gone. There's another one.
Right. Totally. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I, for the most part, am like pretty optimistic and positive in life and on my social media and all that kind of stuff. I tend to look at life as a gift, and it's, you know, what do I have to be upset about or sad about or whatever? And so it's kind of ironic that you got me there with those lyrics, because, you know, for the most part, it's such an encouragement to know that there's people out there that are wanting to live that way and not just to, lost my train of thought, but yeah, I think we're all searching for meaning and purpose and worth and all of those things. And I don't think my journey in life is any different from anybody else's in that way, just because my situation is different. We're all figuring those things out.
Yeah. And as they say, like, when you meet somebody new or even somebody you've known for 20 years, you know, you don't always know what they're going through. And so I think part of it is that another switch of a concept of doing life together is looking out for people and trying to figure out how to help them thrive as well. Cause life is important. You know, just this, such an important concept of, if we're only here for a short time, then let's chase after our dreams and our goals and, you know, live life to the fullest, despite any challenges or hard times that we may face.
Totally. Yeah. And that's like, when you were asking about, you know, the different things that have helped me over the years with that. I mean, my parents have always encouraged me, and my siblings too, to, you know, do everything that I possibly can. And even if it's something that I have to figure out a different way to do it, it's like, don't just use your disability as an excuse not to do something. Like, figure it out and do it. If there's something you want to do or somewhere you want to go or, you know, whatever, figure it out. Like, I remember the first year that Switchfoot did the getaway, I really wanted to go. And I was like, I've got to figure out a way to do this, and couldn't find anybody to go with me and, you know, different things. And I was like, man, I don't know if I could go by myself. Like, I'm flying across the country. I've got to figure out like a rental car and all these different logistics and place to stay and everything. And I finally was like, I'm doing it. I'm going to go. And that was the first time I ever went on a vacation by myself and had to figure out all those different things. And it was like such a cool experience, because yes, going out there, I was alone, but then once I was there, I mean, the community of Switchfoot fans and everything, like, everybody's so kind and inclusive and everything. It was such a cool experience and something that I am so thankful for, because it was just another time in life where I had to rise above, you know, the challenges or the insecurity or the, you know, being unsure about a situation. And it turned out to be one of the coolest things.
That's awesome. As you're sharing that, I was like, hopefully she doesn't say, and then I didn't go and I regret it. Had a much cooler ending to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, you actually went and had a blast. And I can imagine too, like, you know, there's a few things in life that I'm like, oh, there's going to be people there and that will, you know, embrace you and, you know, be family or friends to you, even if you're there by yourself. And Switchfoot show or getaway or whatever it is definitely one of those things.
For sure. Yeah.
I feel like I'm someone who always needs like something that's next to look forward to, not to be content, just to like strive for.
Yeah.
And so I'm always like making goals, or like, for example, this winter is the first winter in like 11 years that I'm going to be coaching basketball. So I have like more time, but I'm like, all right, I need to fill my mind with different things or chase different goals, you know, not just to be busy, but like to be kind of focused and whatnot. But I also know the importance of slowing down and not getting too busy and enjoying the simple things and being grateful as well. So this is maybe a weird question, but can you think of, like, is there a way to do all of that? Does it fit into this, you know, big umbrella of, like, I want to thrive. I don't just want to be here in life, but I also want to be content and slow down when I need to, but chase after goals. Is there a way to do all of that? Hopefully.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think for sure. I think our society has this concept of, you know, you have to reach certain milestones by certain times, or you have to, you know, achieve certain goals or those kinds of things. And yet then there's people who have reached lots of goals or things that culture aspires to, and they still feel discontent or unhappy in life. And so I think that just goes to show that it's not, it's like that cheesy saying, like, it's the journey, it's not the destination kind of thing, where I think all of those things matter, all of those milestones and goals. Obviously, we should have goals in life and have purpose and things we're striving for. But I also think there's a lot to be said for, you know, being still and being quiet and having times when we reflect, because without those times of reflection, or, you know, just being at home and sitting quietly or working on a hobby or whatever it is, we wouldn't have the time to think about, you know, what our purpose is or what we truly want to strive for or should strive for, or are the things we are prioritizing in life, you know, are they worthwhile? Are they valid? Are they edifying to our character and that kind of thing? So I think without those times of stillness, we wouldn't be able to think through all that stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely. That, since I, you know, do that account, I have all these quotes from John that are just popping in my mind.
Yeah.
And he said one time, he said that something along the lines of, the 21st century, it's all about, you know, noise and go, 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 but it's in the stillness. People are terrified of the stillness, but that's when I have my run-ins with God. That's what reminded me of that quote as well.
Totally. Yeah, I think that's so true. I think, you know, I'm an artist, so a lot of times in my free time, I'm drawing or I'm painting or working on some kind of project. And it is in those times that I'm listening to a podcast and I'm learning something, or I'm listening to an audiobook and, you know, gaining some kind of knowledge, or even just, I mean, cultivating our gifts and talents. We've been given those for a reason. And so taking the time to do those things is so valuable. And I think it's, it impacts our character, our personality, and all those different things.
Yeah. Anything else come to mind from the song itself? One thought I had was, you know, that opening guitar, he then sings like the exact kind of phrasing, or I don't know what the right technical term is, if, you know, for the, how the guitar sounds. And then he sings that. And to me, it's one of the better hooks of a verse, just the way, like the singability of that verse, but love the tone, love just, again, lyrically, just the whole thing. I think they do a really good job of placement of in the albums, like where this one fits and vice versa. I think it's one that it speaks for itself with the main message of it, but also you can dive in, you know, lyrically and you know, take it even deeper if you want. But
yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think for me, it's so funny. I think that line of, I want to thrive, not just survive. There's so many layers to that even though it's just a small part of the song, it's such a thing I think about all the time. I mean, that's why I have it on my profile. It's something that I'm constantly thinking through of, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing in life? Am I in the place I'm supposed to be in? Am I, you know, striving for the right things? Am I reaching out to people as much as I should be? Am I, you know, all those different things. And I think, I mean, the idea of thriving is so multifaceted. It can be in friendships, it can be in how you relate to your family, it can be in your job. You know, there's so many different areas of life, and making sure you're like trying to thrive in each of them is a lot. So
good stuff. Such a good song. As I often do with these shows, it's like that song is so in my mind now that I just want to listen to it a bunch of times. Yeah. The rest of the day and beyond. But really appreciate you coming on, and we're going to link to your YouTube channel and Instagram page. So I encourage everybody to go subscribe. A lot of great content, encouraging, inspiring stuff, and from a fellow Switch fam. So it's even better.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. This was really great.
Yes. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
I just was, that came from kind of just thinking about my own situation.
The stranger in the mirror is wearing my clothes. Love that dude.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
But he's there a lot, isn't he?
He's there, man. Gosh, who is that guy?
I get the feeling I'm in between a man or a machine and a man who only looks like me. Again, maybe that's just where I'm at right now.
Yeah. You start to feel like this mechanism that acts a lot like yourself. What's that Ben Folds 5 song? Or I do the best imitation of myself. You know, you start to be this imitation, and you're a dumbed down, watered down, two dimensional version of this thing that once lived and breathed. You know.
Yeah.
Thrive. You know, I want to thrive, not just survive.
Been fighting things that I can't see. Like voices coming from the inside of me, like doing things I find hard to believe in. Am I a ghost or am I dreaming? I've been awake for an hour or so, checking for a pulse, but I just don't know. Am I a man if I feel like a ghost? The stranger in the mirror is wearing my clothes. Body. can't see it. Like voices coming from the inside of me. Like doing things I find hard to believe. Am I myself or am I dreaming?